Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, baby. Happy Friday, happy weekend. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Time check. It is 9:07, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes!
Some do.
I don't.
Okay.
Happy, happy Friday, my friends. Happy to be here. Gorgeous day. Oh, another yeah. day in paradise, I'm telling you. Orange and blue game tomorrow kicks off at 1, but festivities and get-togethers and goodies and giveaways and all that starts like at 10 a.m., so bring the whole family out for the Orange and Blue game annual event. Also, have the Big Red Shootout at Shoot GTR. This is a fundraiser for Alachua Republican Party. And $60 donation covers your range time, lunch, range demonstrations. Get in touch with the folks there. And that is going on tomorrow from 9 a.m. till 1. And then you'd still have the rest of the day. So many good things going on. And the weather, like I said, couldn't be any better for outdoor activities. All right. Couple of top stories. One is U.S. warning. Our attaches and other government officials in Israel, hey, stay like in and around Tel Aviv. They believe that an Iran strike is imminent, and maybe the next day or two, possibly. That sounded like a pretty serious warning. Thought I'd pass that along. So you got that going on. OJ, people want to talk about OJ, and, you know, it's all been said before. For me, it comes down to domestic violence. That's what it's about. Yes, it was black man, white woman. Yes, he was a rich football star. All the above. Broke through barriers. Major advertising campaigns. Major national media push. Groundbreaking. And then he you know, did some movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
He's a star, just all around.
Yeah,
a star.
Yep. Yeah, you. Yep. This is American success story, mm-hmm. but enter in domestic violence. We know there's a record of it.
Oh yeah.
Nicole Brown called 911 on more than a couple of occasions, and we know that not addressed properly, domestic violence always spirals. It always gets worse. Mm-hmm. It never gets better without intervention, and usually that intervention is. Get away from that person. Right? And they
Absolutely.
Go from there.
Absolutely.
All right. Also, Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. We've got Kalen on the line. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. So yesterday, while Director Ray and all of them were asking for funding and talking about the need for more money to combat the threat of terrorism here, it occurred to me, a few weeks ago when he was letting us know that all the flashing lights were going on mm-hmm. rather than an imminent attack, I'm thinking to myself, why would the administration, who muzzles everything else, let him sit here and say this? And it occurred to me yesterday, just boom, he was softening us up so that he could come back yesterday and after he's already given the scare threat, start asking for more money, start asking for that FISA renewal they're wanting. And remember, they're also wanting that nice new house, so he'll be able to soften us up for more funding for that FBI building. I feel like every bit of that was just for yesterday, all the leading up to yesterday.
Well, I mean, the only way I can address that is, you know, I don't know. I don't think that your thoughts are out of line in any way. I mean, yeah, it's up to, you know, conjecture. The proof possibly would be in the pudding. I mean, I hope he's either wrong or we're able to thwart the threats that he talked about.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe it is just a money grab. And to that point, they found some money to get additional IRS agents. They're going to be armed, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact. And they didn't get what they wanted, but they found a way to get some. They tucked it into another bill. And so they're going to hire a bunch that are going to be armed. Do you really put people who are not paying their taxes in the same category as terrorists who could destroy, hurt, kill in a large magnitude, possibly? I mean, you can't. I mean, if you have limited resources, apparently the way government spends money, I guess they think it is limitless. But if you have limited resources, where are you going to put those resources? You prioritize. Mm-hmm. And what would be the most important thing? Wait, stopping, a terrorist attack. So Intel and the FBI and all that would be much more critically important to us than more IRS agents.
Yeah.
That's, it's troubling on several different...
Shows where their priorities are. And again, if they want your money at the IRS, they can freeze your funds.
They've got a lot of power already.
They can do everything digitally. Why do they need more arms? That's the question.
And armed arms.
Armed arms, absolutely.
Armed arms. Mm. And some of them have bare arms.
Oh, that's
you have the right to have bare arms.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And summertime's coming.
What is that? Oh, you mean like shaved arms? Or you could have bare arms, which would be very hairy.
Or just short
like
sleeves.
Like B-E-A-R.
Oh,
bare
those,
arms.
That's true.
I've got bare arms.
Yeah.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
To kind of piggyback on the last caller, why does the FBI need more money when we could just keep the people from coming in across the border?
Oh,
well,
that would be the easiest way. That would be the easiest way to save money. How about we stop them at the border and then we don't have to worry about the terrorists in the freaking country?
But you're,
that's the kind of crazy talk that's going to end you up being part of the January 6th lockup.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. I made that point yesterday, in fact. And I made it specifically to this. If you've got the director of the FBI telling Congress in testimony about the flashing lights, which you did previously, like all the bells and whistles are going off about warnings of a terrorist attack. And then yesterday or the day before, in a much stronger way, a more direct way, about an organized attack looks very, very likely. And then you had, what happened in Russia.
Right.
So you've got the FBI director saying these things at the same time the commander-in-chief is keeping the borders open.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be a case where the commander-in-chief refuses to act at the direction of the head of the FBI when it comes to national security and safety for the entire nation?
Is that treason?
Isn't it? I mean,
just asking.
Isn't that?
Yeah. But what would New York City do with all those $10,000 debit cards they're handing out like candy?
Yeah. All the issues just keep mounting because... Yeah. You know, chaos and all that is all part of the equation where they're going to seek more power, more sway. They can get away with more nasty things because people are focused on these other issues at hand. It's, it's a terrible combination. But you're right. I mean, if we started with border security, we'd eliminate a lot of the possibility of bad actions by, bad actors.
What do all the shiny objects mean happening at the same time? What is they What is it really distracting us from? What's the real thing going on? We think we know something.
Another stolen election?
No.
Yeah.
Another? You mean? Oh, you talking about Georgia? Is that what you did the previous? Is that what you're talking about?
Hey, Catherine Herridge is the kind of reporter that actually would investigate some of the things that we say and we think are occurring.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was let go by CBS, but they held a lot of her information, materials, and stuff, and well, she's not happy about it.
Well.
We'll talk about that and more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Along with Greg Cassidy, 916. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Sean Hannity Show.
I know in Texas, as soon as they threw up the razor wire.
Afternoons at 3.
Well, guess what? Illegal immigration crossings in the area stopped by 99.9%.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
I remember having conversations with people not that long ago. They were left of center, and they said, "You really think the media is biased?" Yeah.
With a straight face, they said that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and they said, if anything, they're biased against lefties.
What?
But biased in favor of conservatives. They're all owned by rich conservatives or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was interesting. Wow. Anyway, of course, I and a lot of people knew better, but more and more people might be catching on, and maybe this story will resonate. Award-winning investigative journalist Catherine Herridge, remember her from Fox?
Oh, yeah.
And she went to CBS. She accused her former employer, CBS, of journalistic rape after the network seized her records and files following her departure. This piece, by the way, I got from Daily Caller, Nicole Silverero, and she was laid off, along with a bunch of other staffers. This is a total of 800 staffers laid off from CBS. It was a massive purge. This happened in February. She was the subject of a First Amendment legal fight at the time of her departure over her refusal to disclose her source for an investigative piece or pieces she wrote for Fox News in 2017. Regarding a federal probe about Yanping Chen, a Chinese-American scientist who sued the federal government for allegedly leaking private information to the journalist. Yeah. So CBS allegedly seized her computers, records, files, and locked Herridge out of her email upon informing her of the layoff, which she eventually received back. CBS staffers sounded the alarm on the alleged action to Turley, Jonathan Turley, who follows a lot of these things for Fox, saying that they never have seen such a seizure before. Wow. So, you know, what is going on where they felt like they could seize her documents, her information? And this is a person who actually can, with a straight face, call themselves a journalist, by the way. One of just a handful, and unfortunately, they'll be falling away. Herridge confirmed to Republican Ohio Representative Jim Jordan that her position got terminated after she reported facts that painted President Joe Biden's administration in a negative light. Shocker, right?
Wow, that happened?
When the network of Walter Cronkite seizes your reporting files, including confidential source information, that's an attack on investigative journalism, Herridge said. I want to be clear. Wherever you work, if this happened to you, it's an attack on free press. It's an attack on the First Amendment. It makes it more challenging for reporters to work in the future. That disrupts the free flow of information to the public. They call journalism a profession for a reason, because it's about an informed electorate, and it's a cornerstone of our democracy. I can only speak for myself. When my records were seized, I felt it was a journalistic rape. And even a SAG-AFTRA, you know, union chief news and broadcast officer, Maria Cavallaro, said she was unfamiliar with any case of any outlet seizing a former employee's files. So, in other words, we're heading into new and more restrictive territory. This is the actions of a government that is crushing its political enemies.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim Jordan said, yeah, that should scare us too. The first time it ever happened, it happens to an award-winning journalist who's been in the profession for a number of years, known all across the profession, and that happens on the heels of what happened to Miss Atkinson, Cheryl Atkinson, who was another one of those handful of people that could get the job done, because both journalists were critical of the government. That's what journalism is supposed to be about.
Exactly.
Being critical of the government when the government's doing things wrong, and then have a major news organization or the government itself do this. Judge Christopher Cooper held Herridge in civil contempt at the end of February over her refusal to hand over her confidential source and sanctioned an $800 daily fine.
Ouch.
To compel compliance. She was ordered to disclose the source during an August deposition, but refused to do so, citing First Amendment protections. Why do you think they so badly want to know the source of her information?
That's a good question.
Yeah. I mean,
why is it that
was
important?
Information leaked that would be hurtful to the government?
Mm-hmm.
And if it is hurtful to the government, would it be hurtful because it would be exposing?
Right.
Government doing wrong things.
And then how hurtful will the government be to that person once they find out who they are?
Well, that's the thing. If they're exposing state secrets that would be detrimental to the American people, you know, that's different.
Yep.
But if it's just wrongdoing, you know, kickbacks, bribes, hush money, taking money from foreign entities when you're not supposed to, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Those are the very things that need to be,
right,
should be exposed. The very role of journalism, if you get to the heart of what it's supposed to be. Of course, it's morphed into something else, more to do with pushing your political agenda via under the guise of journalism, and which does damage as well. Yep. So, rooting for Catherine Herridge, and hopefully she'll come out of this thing okay. But I tell you, this will push a lot of people away from wanting to be a truth teller and exposing wrongdoing.
But the reality is we need more of those, more and
absolutely
more, as even journalism, as we have talked in the past, isn't what it used to be. It's just not what it used to be.
ICE picked up four illegal migrants who robbed Target store and then proceeded to assault officers.
Wow.
Yeah. Will they actually remove them?
Probably not.
Yeah. Details on that and some good stuff coming up as well. Things that make you smile about 15 minutes away right now. It's 9:27. Happy Friday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Misinformation. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need The Sky to cut through this static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win.
I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3. In any election year,
we're all suffering a lot of political fatigue.
Your voice matters.
I get the right spin on the sky.
But the lefty tribalism is toxic.
That's broken up so many families, you know, and it's a shame. It really is.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Happy Friday. The weekend's here. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
American Latino voters prefer President Donald Trump's populist migration policies over President Joe Biden's cheap labor policies. That's how it was put by Matthew Bush of the Washington Post. I thought that was interesting, the kind of language. Trump's populist migration policies. How about law-abiding policies?
Wow.
You know,
yeah,
the migration laws. No. Okay, so it's populist.
Okay.
And then President Joe Biden's cheap labor policies. That's interesting, too. Yes, cheap labor, lowering wages for everyone that's on the lower rung, okay, because they're all competing for jobs, you know, less skilled Americans competing against less skilled foreigners. Foreigners do anything, yeah, some of them work for cheap. It brings it all down. But that doesn't address the whole picture, obviously, of his border policies, which is an invasion, which where you have people on a terror watch list show up, where you have thousands of Chinese nationalists showing up. So just to glaze it away, cheap labor policies. No. Nice try.
Yeah.
29% of the Latinos polled said that Trump is good on immigration. 29% versus 22% think that Biden is good on it. There's no way it should be that close.
No.
The poll reported that 42% of Latinos support a border wall, and 38% support the forced return of migrants to their home countries. Wow.
What was that number again, that one?
38%.
Okay.
Yeah, remember, these aren't, you know, they're not big numbers. And
right.
And so, yeah, that's kind of how at least it breaks down. I just thought that was
that
interesting
one seems low.
Language when he said Donald Trump's populist migration.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you know, Oh, the people. I mean, it's because of the people. That's a policy that the people want.
Don't listen to the
people. But not a good one. Yeah.
But wait a minute. I thought we were a democracy. We listen to every person because every vote counts.
Yeah. Sure it does. All right, early things that make you smile, if you can handle it. If you can handle upbeat positiveness.
Sure.
I think we need it. It's Friday. Local news outlets have labeled a Virginia bishop a hero. Pulled a young boy from a fiery wreck on a highway after a dump truck collided head-on. Bishop John Botang of Divine World International Ministries in Woodbridge, heading down I-459 with his wife when he witnessed the garbage truck blow a tire, cross into the inner loop lanes, crash into a car carrying a mother and a son. This happened around 11 a.m. on Tuesday in Prince George's County, Maryland. Botang did not waste any time after seeing the SUV burst into flames. He immediately pulled over and leaped out of his vehicle to help. Wow. This is one of those things that Greg, you and I have talked about both on the air and off the air, how you would react. We all want to be the hero. We appreciate heroes, but we don't really know how we would react under certain circumstances.
I mean, a car crash in this instance. You see somebody abusing somebody or assaulting somebody on the street. You see someone grab a woman's purse and take off running. What are you going to do?
Right. While the woman was able to exit the burning car, a video obtained by the news outlet shows the bishop rescuing the little boy from the flames.
Wow.
You see, that would be the thing. It's like you come upon a wreck and you see people that need help. You know, you right. call 911, you talk to them, you see if, you know, what you can do, if anything, to make them more comfortable. You have to be careful, obviously, I mean, moving people around necessarily.
But that car
but
was
when
on
the car's
fire.
On fire.
Yes. Yeah. What do you do then? That's a whole nother level of you're going to hurt yourself to help somebody.
10-4 copy that.
How far would you go?
As he carries the child away from the dangerous scene, the dramatic video shows the boy's burned clothes and visibly shaking composure.
Wow.
So, I mean, when you say, you know, it was a close call, and if he hadn't been there.
Yeah.
And when asked what he was thinking at that moment, Boateng said, "I'm going to save a life."
Wow.
I'm going to save a life. There was nothing. I could have died. This could have been my end, but my passion was to help. God used me to give him a second chance, that he simply followed his instincts. There were so many explosions, but I didn't even pay attention to that. My first instinct was to reach out and help that poor little child. Both mother and son transported to the hospital, serious injuries, but are expected to survive. Driver of the dump truck also had a child passenger in the car, according to Maryland State Police. They were taken to the hospital. No updates on their condition were noted, but serious wreck.
When you're talking fire, that's a whole other level of...
Fire!
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah, you talk about leaving a mark. It is scary stuff.
It is.
You know, thank God there are some heroes that answer the call.
And who, because you talk to people afterwards, and sometimes they'll go, "Well, I wasn't really thinking; I just acted." But his answer is, I think, stands out so differently that we don't usually hear, "I wanted to save a life." We don't hear that exact quote, do we?
Right.
Yeah.
And he knew, like, while he was doing it, he was saving a life. Yep. Yeah, I don't know that people would process it necessarily in that way. They'd be so focused in the moment. But I don't know. It's a great act. Tip of the hat. We love that. A positive story. And America's filled with heroes, too. That's the thing. And a bit, but it doesn't make the news. People do a good thing, the right thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of their comfort zone and help others.
Well, I mean, that's the same scenario on the story that you were talking about earlier, how, you know, the Brady folks are always saying, you know, carrying a gun, it doesn't really do any good. These whole stories of defending yourself, it's not likely. But then you looked at how many, you gave us some numbers earlier of how many times a year it happens in America. But it goes back to, we don't hear the story.
Saving life and or property.
Yes.
750,000 times a year. 750,000 times over.
But what do we hear from the White House? What do we hear from the president, little Corinne Jean-Pierre, the Brady, you know, folks? It's like, no.
Guns are scary. Guns are bad. Guns are dangerous. Guns can go off by themselves. Guns can fall magically into the hands of people. It's the gun's fault. And, that's generally their line. A gun can be used against you. If you have one, it's scary. You could have an accident.
You're more likely to hurt yourself than shoot somebody else with one in defensive measure.
Yeah, they will say those kinds of things. And fact check, absolutely couldn't be more wrong.
Mm-hmm.
More wrong. President Joe Biden, back to Bill, House Speaker Mike Johnson, hopes to pass today that would reauthorize a controversial surveillance bill. But apparently, Speaker Johnson is to meet with Trump at some time.
Yeah,
I'm assuming before this occurs. And we'll see, because Trump put something out that he said, you know, kill FISA. It was illegally used against me and many others. They spied on my campaign. He posted that on Truth Social on Wednesday. And it's typical Trump fashion. You just have to know that FISA is a big, comprehensive kind of law, and that they're just reauthorizing a section of it called 702. That's designed to capture the communications when people meet three criteria. You have to be a foreign person in a foreign place, and the purpose of the collection has to be to get foreign intelligence. Okay? So this doesn't cover the aspects that allow you to, you know, spy on Americans, so to speak. Mm-hmm. At least that's my understanding of that section 702 that I have read about. But everybody, I think, readily admits, including the Speaker of the House, that there's big time abuse that has occurred. He said abuse by the FBI over and over and over again. The biggest, most obvious one, though, was the whole thing that had to do with Trump and Russia, where that was all cooked up and they used it to gain more access. You know, that dossier, it started with that, the Steele dossier, which is now, by the way, completely discredited on every level. Yet there are still some lefties that try to bring that up.
Oh, they'll still quote stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
And they used the discredited Steele dossier in its FISA applications. Yep. So We don't want abuse. We do want to save American lives. We do need tools to utilize to stop bad guys from doing bad things.
Yep.
Those tools can be abused. It is a difficult equation in which to find a sense of balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole security versus freedom thing. And, you know, it'd be one thing if they were eavesdropping and they said, well, you know, this guy clearly is not involved in anything, you know, bad or whatever. He just happens to be friends with a guy who is a bad guy. We don't have any evidence that says that he knows of the bad guy's activities.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they just drop it. But that wasn't the case of how FISA was abused.
No.
It was used for political purposes to do damage to the Trump campaign. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And what they did is they worked backwards. Trump's a bad guy. We got to catch him. We got to find something. We got to get something on him. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, how do we gain eavesdropping and surveillance access? And they used Carter Page as kind of the opening to that and the Steele dossier extending from there. So, yeah. Bad people in high positions of power doing very bad things for America. And it continues. That's why we have to be careful about the reauthorization. And, you know, even when they put tight controls on it, is that going to stop bad actors within our own government, within, say, the FBI or the CIA, from doing things that are illegal and very bad for our nation?
Well, the problem is you give these people power. And maybe they have good intent when they start. Maybe, you know, they've got a pure heart. Maybe they just love our country. But boy, as we saw, something happens along the way and they get agendas and they get insurance policies and they, you know, they're trying to manipulate how things. And these are the things we find out about. What don't we find out about that goes on?
Well, let's just say, okay, cop arrests the wrong guy and somehow, some way, the guy ends up going to prison and he didn't commit the crime.
Right.
And then the cop says, well, the guy was a scumbag anyway.
Right.
No, that's not how it works.
Right.
Was he guilty or not? No, but he's a scumbag anyway. Well, you know.
It's for what he got, he did that we didn't catch him for, that proverbial thing.
Yeah, right. They hate Trump so much. Yeah. They really, in their minds, he is a bad guy.
Right.
So, you know, some of them can't use good judgment because of, what do they call it? The Trump derangement syndrome?
Yep, and it's real. We've seen it personally.
When people have it, it's bad. Like, they don't talk to friends and relatives once they found out they voted for Trump. But when it's in positions of power and authority, it can be highly damaging.
And scary.
Yeah, it is. Yep. It's 9:47. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Friday. Coming up next, we'd love you to participate if you'd like to. We call it Things That Make You Smile.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He brings the brutal truth.
Are you better off today than you were under Trump?
Mark Levin.
Is it easier to buy food, to acquire even a used vehicle, let alone a new vehicle? What about inflation? How's that going?
6 o'clock on 97.3 The Sky.
Tell me you will stay. Make me smile.
Shifting our mindsets in a very positive way. Uplifting, thankful way, we call it. Things That Make You Smile. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Junior, what's making you smile?
Well, I got a couple of quick things. Good morning, guys. Number one, my wife. I love her. She makes me a delicious smoothie and a wonderful lunch every day, and I just can't thank her enough for that. And second, it's a beautiful blue sky day, not a cloud in the sky, and I'm thankful. I guess there's no planes flying today, so thanks.
All right. Nice. Hey, the simple things are wonderful things sometimes, right?
We caught that, Junior.
I'm not calling your wife simple, by the way.
No.
Shep, what's making you smile?
Well, I just got through servicing the cooling system on my SUV.
Normally about $200 at a shop, but I did it for about $40 in about 40 minutes of my time. That's what's making me smile.
Well, it makes me smile that you are probably following the EPA guidelines in such activity, only because, well, I know you are read books about you.
I need him to
which
come,
I have.
Come do a tune-up on my my zero turn. I need that done. That's expensive. Yeah. I need Shep's.
Tune up? What are you talking about?
Well, I need the belt.
They've got lawnmowers now. You don't. It never have to change the oil for a lifetime. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I don't believe
that. Come on, Greg.
I don't believe in
that.
Come on. Lifetime stuff.
Come on.
No, I don't.
Nostradamus, what's on your mind? What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob. Yeah, you were talking about that hero that saved that kid. Well, I got a quick one for you. One of your callers, peasant with a pitchfork, he was working in town one day, and he was working at a house, and he started hearing a lady screaming. He knew the lady. He looked down there, and apparently her husband, he had fallen out, had a massive heart attack in the driveway.
Oh.
Peasant with a pitchfork ran down there. He found no pulse, no breathing, and he knew CPR. He applied CPR for over 15 minutes and told her to call 911 in the meantime. And he was applying CPR. The rescue finally arrived there, and he had already brought back his heartbeat, and he was breathing. So he saved that guy's life, and he's a hero, and he will never say anything about it, but I will. And that guy lived for another 10 or 12 years after that.
God bless peasant with a pitchfork.
There you go.
Love it.
And
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Clay and Buck.
Joe Biden, will he stay or will he go?
The Glenn Beck Program.
We're more concerned about equity and inclusion than our national security.
A New Sky lineup with Bob Rose.
It's absurd, boys, to be able to say they're girls and play against girls in sports.
Sean Hannity.
They're willing to gamble with your life.
Mark Levin.
Truly a Marxist / Green Party.
The outspoken voices of America.
Looking out for America.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Jania, 85-year-old Idaho mother, woken up 2 a.m. by intruder Derek Condon, standing over her, pointing a 9mm at her. He hit her, she started bleeding, took her into the living room, handcuffed her to a chair, demanded valuables. She had a disabled son there, she didn't want to mention that. She said, hey, there's safes downstairs that have all kinds of valuables in it. Well, when he went downstairs, she dragged, handcuffed and all, the whole chair over to where she kept her revolver. When he came back all upset because the goodies weren't there, she grabbed the revolver and shot him twice. He returned fire, shooting her in the arm, leg, chest, and abdomen. He died. She didn't. And that's the pistol packing mama, your smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your whole family. Have a great, safe weekend. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.